Yashokamuchoshanam indriyanam. Shokachoshanam indriyanam. Avapyapumavasapatnam ridam. Avapyapumavasapatnam Rajam suranam apicharipacham. Suranam apicharipacham. Nahi prapasyami mama nadu mama panuchat prapasyami mama panuchat yashokamucho shanam indriyanam shoshamucho shanam indriyanam avapyapuma vasapatnam ritam avapyapuma Yabhuma vasapatnam rig Racham shuranam apichadipacham Racham shurinam apichadipacham. You want to try? Nahi prapasyami mama panuchat Yachoshushoshanam indriyanam Avapyabhumavasapatnam ritam Racham suranam apichadipacham Nahi prapasyami mama panuchat Yachokamuchoshanam indriyanam Avapyapumavasapatnam ritam Racham suranam api Anyone else want to try? Na, do not. He, certainly. Prapasyami, I see. Mama, my. Apanujat, can drive away. Yet, that which. Shokam, lamentation. Uchoshanam, drying up. Indriyanam, of the senses. Avapya, achieving. Bhumo, on the earth. Asapatnam, without rival. Ridam, prosperous. Rajam, kingdom. Suranam, of the demigods. Oh, Suranam, of the demigods. Api, even. Cha, also. Adipatyam, supremacy. Arjuna speaking to Krishna, I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it, even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth, with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Please repeat. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it, even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Purport. Although Arjuna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral codes, it appears that he was unable to solve his his real problem without the help of a spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna. He could understand that his so-called knowledge was useless in driving away his problems, which were drying up his whole existence. And it was impossible for him to solve such perplexities without the help of a spiritual master like Lord Krishna. Academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, etc., are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is that a spiritual master who is 100% Krishna consciousness is the bona fide spiritual master, for he can solve the problems of life. Lord Chaitanya said that one who is master in the science of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is the real spiritual master. Kiba viprakripyana sishudrakenenai ye krishna tattva veta she guru hai. It does not matter whether a person is a vipra, learned scholar in Vedic wisdom, or is born in a lower family, or is in the renounced order of life. If he is master in the science of Krishna, he is the perfect and bona fide spiritual master. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, text 128. So, without being a master in the science of Krishna consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master. It is also said in Vedic literature, Sadkarma vipuno vipro mantra tantra vishadara avaishnavo guru nashat vaishnavash svapacho guru. A scholarly Brahman, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnav or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a lower caste can become a spiritual master if he is a Vaishnav or Krishna conscious. This is from the Padma Purana. The problems of material existence, birth, old age, disease and death cannot be counteracted by the accumulation of wealth and economic development. In many parts of the world, there are states which are replete with all facilities of life which are full of wealth and economically developed. Yet, the problems of material existence are still present. They are seeking peace in different ways, but they can achieve real happiness only if they consult Krishna or the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which constitute the science of Krishna. Through the bona fide representative of Krishna, the man in Krishna consciousness. If economic development and material comforts could drive away one's lamentations for family, social, national or international inebrieties, then Arjuna would not have said that even an unrivaled kingdom on earth or supremacy like that of the demigods in the heavenly planets would be unable to drive away his lamentations. He sought therefore refuge in Krishna consciousness, and that is the right path for peace and harmony. Economic development or supremacy over the world can be finished at any moment by the cataclysms of material nature. Even elevation to a higher planetary situation, as men are now seeking on the moon planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Kshine pune machalokam vishanti. When the results of pious activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lowest status of life. Many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. Such downfalls only constitute more causes for lamentation. Therefore, if we want to curb lamentation for good, then we have to take shelter of Krishna, as Arjuna is seeking to do. So, Arjuna asked Krishna to solve his problem definitely, and that is the way of Krishna consciousness. If you look on page 1, you'll find a prayer. Om Ajnanate Mirandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Chakshunam Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Taitanya Manobhistam Stabitanye Labhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutaparakamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrijatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tadam Tam Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindhupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadata Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nahi Prapashami Mama Panucha Nashoka Mucha Shana Mindriyana Avapya Puma Vasa Patnamritam Rajam Shuranam Apichadi Patnam. I can find no means to drive away this grief, which is drying up my senses. I will not be able to dispel it. Even if I win a prosperous, unrivaled kingdom on earth, with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. So Arjuna's sitting on his chariot, crying. He's put down his bow and arrow, and it's just before the beginning of the battle. They've even blown their conch shells, and he's sitting there crying, and he can't find any answer to his problems. Yesterday we were trying to work out what the word perplexity meant. It was mentioned 9 times in the purport yesterday, remember? And so now it's mentioned again. It was impossible for Arjuna to solve such perplexities without the help of his spiritual master. So perplexities are the problems, the things we can't solve, the problems we can't solve by material means. So in the last verse, Krishna submitted to Krishna and asked him to become his spiritual master. And this is the same part of his request. So he said, I'm your disciple, a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. And he's explaining why he's gone to Krishna. I can't find any way to get rid of this grief. So it's mentioned in chapter 7, the 4 kinds of people, pious people who approach Krishna. It's text 7:16. It's at the top of the page. It's the chapter and the text number is on the inside at the top of the page. 7's just before halfway through the book. Seven 16. So Krishna's talking about 4 kinds of pious people. 7:16. Chaturvida bijante mam jana sukriti narjana arto jigyasurartarti jnani cha paratarshava. 7:16. O best among the Bharatas. O best among the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. So you could say that Arjuna was in the category of distressed. He's crying, he doesn't know the answer, and he's approaching Krishna. So we can approach either Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. Even though Arjuna's heard so many religious principles, so many moral codes, still he can't solve his problem, whether he should fight or not, whether it's right to kill all these people, even his family, his grandfather, his teacher. Is it really right to kill them just to get a kingdom? Will I really be happy if I get such a kingdom? So in the purport, Prabhupada's saying academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, they're all useless in solving the problems of life, which are birth, old age, disease, and death. They found out so many cures for so many diseases, but still new diseases come along. They just found the cure for one and then they find some new disease. And even if they cure all the diseases, the people get old. They try to stop it. You can go to the hospital, get facelift, put some color in the hair, get some new teeth, but they can't stop old age and death. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that Elvis Presley even got his body frozen after death. For in the future, for when the scientists would be able to find a cure for death, they could wake him up again. Apparently in America this is possible, that you can get your body frozen into a place where they store them, and as long as somebody pays for it, to wait until the scientists find the cure, the magic cure, as if someone wants to go back in that old body that's all diseased, and anyway, they want to get the same body back and continue enjoying for a few more years. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
I heard in America that they do that. Yeah, that's what I heard, that Elvis Presley also did that. So even with the most money in the world, you can't stop old age and death and disease. Now, let me see my... So it was Krishna was mentioning, even if he got a kingdom with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. Some people actually try to get to the heavenly planets by being pious and doing different sacrifices. But even there, they can't be happy forever. Even if they get to the heavenly planets, and they can stay for a long time, and it is very nice there, very enjoyable. They can stay for thousands of years. But like it's mentioned in 921, let's see what it says there. Oh yeah, this was the verse, the line that Prabhupada quoted in the purport. Prabhupada quoted in the purport, Kshine punye marchalokam vishanti. So this is the verse it comes from. Taitam bungtva svakalokam vishalam, kshine punye marchalokam vishanti. Evam traetarmam anu prapana gata gatam kama kama labante. When they have thus enjoyed vast heavenly sense pleasure, and the results of their pious activities are exhausted, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus, those who seek sense enjoyment by adhering to the principles of the three Vedas achieve only repeated birth and death. So Prabhupada described it as a big wheel at the fairground. You can go up, but then again you have to come down. What? In the purport? 921. Prabhupada quotes one line from it, the second line. It's 921. He was saying that big politicians, they rise up and again fall down. It's at the end of the purport, Prabhupada saying, many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. From the peak of happiness, yeah, it's the second line. From the peak of happiness down to the lowest status of life. Chapter 9, text 21. Yeah. So at the fairground they have these big wheels and they go up but then again they come down. It's called the Ferris wheel. There's a lot of, about 3/4 of the Vedas is dealing with elevation to higher planets. Being good your whole life, doing pious activities, getting promotion to higher planets. But eventually you have to come back here again. You're back where you started. Yes, but you end up here. Best is to go to the spiritual world, because if you go to the spiritual world, 15.6, if you look at 15.6, Krishna promises, na tat patat pashate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yat katpana nivartante tatarma paramam mama. That supreme abode of mine is not illumined by the sun or moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. Once you get to Krishna's place in the spiritual world, you don't have to come back here. So why go and waste 10,000 years in the heavenly planets when you get back here? What do you think it's going to be like here after 10,000 years? Golden Age is finished. Kali Yuga, 10,000 years further. Bit iffy. Do you really want to go to the heavenly planets and come back after 10,000 years? Great. But if you make an effort and get to Krishna's planet, then you don't have to come back. You get a spiritual body that never gets old, never gets sick, young all the time. Isn't that what people want? Yes? No? If you wait one more incarnation? No, we've just had that one. That was 500 years ago. We just had that one. I wouldn't wait if I was you. The next incarnation is Kalki Avatar. And he's going to slaughter everyone. It'll take another 400,000 years. You want to hang around here for 400,000 years? You can if you want. 427,000 years. That's when the next incarnation comes. He's called Kalki Avatar and he's going to chop everyone to pieces. The best avatar has just been Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just came 500 years ago. The guy that's standing on the altar like this with his brother. So, 8:16, halfway through the book, chapter 8. Prabhu, look, halfway through the book. If you're not halfway through the book, you're not in chapter 8. Yeah, that's too far now. At the top of the page, look here, at the top of the page, there are some numbers. So what does it say at the top of your page? Here, in the middle. Abrahama. Abrahama bhuvana loka puna avartino jana namupecha tukantaya puna janmana vijate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Krishna speaking, so, do you believe him? Do you believe it? Krishna is speaking. So if Krishna is speaking, then must be true, right? So any planet in the material world, he's saying it's all places of misery because you have to get born again. It's very nice on some of these planets, but it's just outstealth on on the execution. It's a postponing. It's just postponing the inevitable. So, who's doing class tomorrow? Tomorrow, Arjuna's going to say he's not going to fight. I'm not going to fight. Shodiras. Oh, so she gets to say Krishna's not going to fight. So he's sitting here crying. He's saying, I just don't know what to do. He's accepted Krishna as his spiritual master. And then, surprisingly enough, he says, tomorrow he's going to say, I'm not going to fight. And then Krishna starts giving his instructions. He's going to tell him, What are you talking about? You're saying so many things, you don't know anything. It's chastising him. And then he says, you're not the body. How about that, Prabhu? Actually, I'm not the body. I am the soul. So if the body is temporary and the soul is eternal, where's he going to go? When I don't have this body anymore, where will the soul go? Yes, either go back to Krishna or reincarnate. Go into the belly of some mother and she makes a new body. Anyone have anything else to say on this verse? Yes? Yeah? Yes.
He said that he expected that Krishna would accept him as his disciple.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with you on what I've got.
Oh, we have one. Do we not have one here? He bought one. Yes. Okay, let's consult Burijan's book. Oh, ow, ow. Shall I read it? Sure, I can find it. All right, okay. It's going to say, I'm not going to fight. Oh, yeah.
He says at the moment he's smiling, that's in the true pain.
Yeah.
That means he's accepting that this is the son of God. And you can leave it from here because this is the purpose.
The reading from Burijan's book, Surrender Unto Me. Because Arjuna surrenders to Krishna in text 7, we naturally expect Krishna to begin his instructions in text 8, but he doesn't. He has not yet accepted Arjuna as his student. Arjuna says, I'm perplexed, I'm confused, I want to surrender to you. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan gives Krishna's reply as follows. You know, Shastra, why not use your own logic and reasoning? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna replies, I'm your friend, I'm not in the mood of being your guru. So how can I accept you as my disciple? Because you have a respectable attitude towards Vyasadeva and others, why don't you go to them? Krishna's initial response thus tests Arjuna's determination, and Arjuna further expresses his desire to surrender to Krishna in the next, which is today's verse. So Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, but Krishna hasn't accepted him yet. He has to wait another three verses. Yeah, I didn't know that before. So in this verse, in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining who is a guru. In the beginning of ISKCON, there was some criticism from India that Americans couldn't become gurus. How can an American born in such a country who has eaten cow meat before he joined ISKCON, how can he be a guru? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already written it very clearly that even if he's born in a low family, it's whether he knows the science of Krishna or not that makes him the guru. And if someone is even a Brahmin, if he's not a Vaishnav, if he's not expert in the science of Krishna consciousness, then he can't be a spiritual master. Because later on in the book, in chapter 4, Krishna is going to say that you should take a spiritual master. In chapter 4, Krishna is going to, in 4:34, Krishna is going to say, if you want knowledge. The four ashram. So 4:34 goes like this. Tadvidi pranipatena paripreshnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastat padarshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So we're all advised to take a spiritual master. So actually Arjuna's being put into this illusion just so that Krishna can speak the Bhagavad Gita to give us all this wisdom. If Krishna would just make some philosophical statement, nobody would listen. So he has to make a whole drama around it. He has to make such an intricate system of relationships and grandfather, four generations are involved, and he has to make this big battle and kill 640 million people. If Krishna wants to kill 640 million people, I mean, he does have a Sudarshan Chakra, and he doesn't even need to use that. He can just think of it and they're all dead. But he makes his whole big drama just to get us really interested, so we read the books, so we watch the films, so we actually want to hear about it. A little bit of romance in there, a little bit of chivalry, a little bit of treachery, cheating. So many... such an intricately woven drama, and he even takes part in it himself as a chariot driver so he can see the fun up front. He wants to be in it. He's in the front line in the chariot so he can watch the fight. Anyone else have a contribution? There was something about the moon. Where was it? Yeah? Yeah. It's his duty. Kshatriyas in our country.
So it's not being
He's doing it for Krishna. Arjuna is doing it for Krishna. But we have to do our duty anyway. A teacher has to teach, a soldier has to fight. That's his duty. But even the soldiers... But even the soldiers who are not Krishna conscious, they still have to do it as their duty. Supposing someone's in the army and it's wartime and his senior tells him to fight and he does something and he kills like loads of people, he may even get a medal for it. But if it's not a wartime and his senior doesn't tell him to fight and he kills someone, he gets put in prison. That's the material thing. But if we're doing something for Krishna, then that's devotional service. But a soldier has to defend his country. It's not that you can have a country without an army. The battle of Kurukshetra was the godly people versus the not godly. Yes, this is the harshest example. On this note, we'll make room for the musicians. Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.